Blog Talk Radio.
Here is singer, songwriter, podcaster, author, and at times actor, Dub Knight.
Hi, this is Dub Knight, and welcome to another show, podcast show about my song, my album, Dub Knight Matter Part 2. I hope it comes, you know, should be coming out on March 3rd, or I'll let you know on air. When it comes out, I will let everybody know. It's about all the songs, and including a new song, I Want You. But before I get into all the, what this album is about, here is a song that I've written about because my life has been so full of obstacles, and it's about overcoming obstacles, and I'll tell you more about it. You know, overcoming negativity, haters, etc. Sometimes called tragedy is not what I am.
I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I failed exams and I didn't feel right.
Where I had to still believe. So I really still believe that things can get better. And then now, as I think about tragedy is not what I am, it's apparent to me today to overcoming being a victim or being having a bad life and so on. Because the truth is I did have a very bad life, but I also had a life that was inspired to better myself, and that's why I written Dove Night Matter Part 2. You can listen to the songs. Most of it's pop. It's some great pop songs, you know, so on. And the other thing is that people marginalize me because they were jealous or trying to make assumptions about me and the way I look and the way my personality without knowing the difference about what I do and not and doing it from a distance, which is crazy. I stay away from insane people or people who are negative. You know, because I came to L.A. to be an artist. You know, Hollywood is nearby, so that's why I came to L.A. If Hollywood wasn't nearby where I live now, I wouldn't be here in the first place. I would never came here. I'm an artist. The other reason why I came here is that to have something to use my intellectual mind and to use it in an intellectual manner. But that does not mean that I was came out here to be something that I don't want to be. And I had people trying to make assessments on me, like to give up on my music and to put me down and to question my mental and physical health. My mental and physical health is fine, even though I ride a certain vans or so on. I can walk. I can walk a stage. I can do it for hours. I just wasn't given a chance, the misfortune of the chance. So you can say my life was broken. It was too much tragedy when I wrote that song, Tragedy Is Not What I Am. And even now I'm reminded when outside my window there are people who are questioning what I'm doing and want to marginalize me by making me be something that will only disturb what my dream and my focus is. It's not what I want to do. If I wanted to come to be a therapist, I would have been a therapist. I changed my mind about it a long time ago. I had too many obstacles to overcome. I can't let someone take away my dreams, but people have practically are trying to take away my dreams. There were people who said they were listening to when I played a piano and put it on a station, allegations, and they're using it to sample my music and sample what I have made. And that is wrong. They did not write the song. They committed a theft. They were also making up stories that they forged my name on documents and so on. That is a crime in California. They can go to prison, but it hasn't been proven. I'm tired of these mentioning allegations. These people make up stories because they're dangerous. And it's about them wanting me to hinder my potential. And that is why I wrote the song, Tragedy Is Not What I Am. Because they're trying to make me a tragedy, be someone who could just kill myself or lose my life or just be a loser. That includes in other parts of my life. They don't want to see me make it with my education. So they don't want to see me get a job. They don't want to see me do that. They try to hinder every aspect by doing whatever they can because they're evil and insane. And that is not right. These individuals should have been put in prison or stayed in a prison long time ago. We are not on this planet to destroy an innocent person like me, and I'm not on this planet to take away someone's dream or destroy them simply because they have ambitions or they have something that I want to take advantage of. So I am trying to, you know, in the music industry, it's definitely apparent with some instances where my songs, if I make a song, I have to keep it on my BMI registration. I have to copyright it because I've written it, because someone say might steal it because of these individuals. It's also because, you know, minding my business and learning basic common sense on how to deal with myself and trying to make sure that I don't take my dreams away by my self-doubts and I don't take away my dreams by just listening to what haters say or bad people say and then fulfill the self-fulfilled prophecy that should have never happened in the first place. I should go for my dreams and believe in myself. So that's why I write Tragedy Is Not What I Am. That's exactly why I write, because I'm not I wasn't born to be a tragedy. I was born to be somebody, and I do have aspirations to do things. And it's apparent that this song is very valuable in times of COVID-19, because if you listen to the lyrics, tragedy is not what I am. First, to start off with, tragedy is what I am, but not what I am. Because it's about, you know, it's a positive song. It's not negative. It's about believing in thyself. You know, and some people say, oh, you should just stay educated. But listen, education is a criteria of success, but that's not the only thing I aspire to. But really, if anyone want to make an education, go for it. Or if you want to make it in astronaut or music business, go for it. Do it at your own time, or if whether you want to do something or not, it's not for me to judge or to try to make you do something. It's up to each individual to go for their dream. But what it is important is that no one should be telling me what to do or what to be with my dreams, or try to steal my songs and then or hinder my potential. Because I met people who had so many tragedies. One of the reasons why they had so many tragedies, some people even killed themselves, because they listened to negative people, and they were harassed by negative people, and they got involved with negative people, negative situations. And I'm not about to do that. I'm trying to aspire and do it at my own terms. It was apparent why I wrote Tragedy Is Not What I Am, which is on Death Night Matter Part 2, is because I had so many obstacles, even with employment, not getting hired because of the way I looked or whatever. They said, oh, my clothes or whatever, or my size. Well, I walk very normal. You know, it's what I am. You know, it's what I am. I don't try to embarrass myself. I mean, well, the way I look, okay? So I should be entitled to have an opportunity for those dreams. Because the American dream for me has gotten worse and worse and worse off. When I send a resume, I get so many rejections. I get tired of it. But COVID-19 is a reminder. I'm going to wait for a little while, because when I got laid off, I have to wait because they have this disease. I don't want to go out there and get infected until I get vaccinated, because I want to keep safe. But that's also a reminder that I still have to go for dreams and do the best I can, but also protect myself and realize, appreciate what I have at the same time. But I'm not put on this planet to be hindered or to be harassed on a daily basis by an insane person who don't know me, or simply targeting me simply because I have ambitions or they don't like me personally when they don't know me. That's insanity. Be somebody. I had somebody who really believed that I put them on the street. I caused them to be homeless, and I don't have that power. I never told their manager or their owner. I was not the manager of their home. I was not the manager of their apartment building or whatever. That was insanity. That's a mentally ill person. I can't hang around with mentally ill people who say things like that. I'd hang around with well people. But it's nothing, you know, they need to get help. So that is the reason why I wrote Tragedy Is Not What I Am, because I overcame some abuse, homelessness, anyway. I don't want to go into all of it. Rejection.
I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right.
That was Tragedy Is Not What I Am. Now here's another song that illustrates all the stuff I went through, overcoming obstacles. It's called, I didn't release it on Death Night Matter Part 2, but it will be released eventually. It's released as a single. It's called Trauma.
Let me to a trauma.
Trauma. That is, I think that's out on Spotify. It's out on Deezer. You can listen to it. It was released. That's about overcoming trauma. I talked about the story where I was on the streets after I left an apartment, sharing an apartment with a bunch of drug addicts, and I had to leave the apartment building because they were, you know, these guys were negative. And I was on the street abruptly. One reason what happened was that I couldn't trust them with anything, but I left. I was in the coffee shop for like almost 24 hours, and lucky I got out of that situation. It's also, I've written it about the struggles of starvation that I had. You know, I was eating very little for several weeks, and I also written about troubles I was having from back east, because I was even homeless on the East Coast. I had so many experiences, and then it reminded me of the experiences I had recently of, you know, the ID theft and the phone call. So, but in spite of it, I took it as like lemons and make it out of lemonade. So those are singles that's been released. So it was inspiration for me to create, and it's part of who I am in the field of creating. But Dub Night Matter Part 2 will have pretty much all the songs I have released over since, you know, recently. But the new song will be I Want You. And I Want You is, you know, it's just about finding love, you know, finding the right person. And when I wrote that, it was my first experimentation in pop music. So, you know, I Want You was kind of like I've written a bunch of rock songs, and tell you the truth, I got rejected by so many companies with my rock music, and I was performing, and I wanted to try something different. So I was a rock singer trying to sing a pop tune at that time, and I'm glad I did it, because as an artist, as creative as I am, variety is the key. I can't be in one box, you know, because I can get bored. I want something new. So making pop music was such a joy. And it's released on video, to Vivo, Dub Night Video. You know, Dub Night Video. So, yes, I created with another person. So, I would say I've co-written it. It was a joy to do. It's on Vivo. If you go to Dove Night at Dove Needs Love 22, DoveNeedsLove 22. Now today is February 21st, and it is 5:54 p.m. Pacific time, so it's 8:54 Eastern time in New York, I should say, and around the world, maybe it's in the early in the morning in Paris, London, and elsewhere is a day later, a day earlier. I will put the video on again as I Want You. Now, the song is going to be on the Dub Night Matter Part 2. And that's so positive. It comes from liking thyself and having self-love in spite of what people say, or some people trying to marginalize me or put me down, which I get. They call me all kinds of names. you know, it's about feeling good and having self-love. And when I have self-love, I can write about falling in love with someone else. And that's what it's all about. So that is what it is, you know. I'm going to do the best I can with what I do and with my aspirations as I get older. Because I did the best I could. I made a lot of effort. And I continue to do music, even though I may not have as many listeners or followers. I may be ignored or whatever. I bring that up because it's trying to be positive and have faith and still believe in spite of all the obstacles. Again, I bring up that imagery of being drowning in a deep end of the ocean and there's a bunch of sharks ready to eat me. And I still have faith that my dream will come true and I will survive and get back on shore. Faith can move mountains, even though in that situation, the odds are pretty much against me. The point is, what I'm trying to say is continue to believe in and continue to make an effort to beat the odds. Beat the odds. Now, one of the reasons why I had a very difficult life was because of ignorance from people who are not, as I guess, aware or intelligent about the true meaning of reality. Because the reality is a lot of people are diverse. So diverse is what it is. You know, because the truth is, we all have our own style. Even if it is in the perception of it is as unique. Prejudging me by the way my size, you know. They thought maybe I was just too fat or whatever, and that's not good. I ain't that fat, you know. I will say that sometimes I put on shirts and stuff, you know. My tummy be showing or my ass be showing. I ain't trying to embarrass myself. It's just, you know, I buy clothes that are as large as I can get, and I guess sometimes they don't fit. So I'm trying to find clothes that fit, you know, like in the Sister Act 1 show, but that's totally different for me. I just bring up that as just analogous to what I go, but I do wear clothes that fit, and I like to wear jogging pants because it's what I need to feel relaxed in. It doesn't mean that I'm just don't want to dress. I do dress. I have my own style, and I do exercise, and I am healthy. You know, I'm not afraid of anything, you know, to talk about these things because people make judgments. You know, when they see me like that, when they think, oh, he's retarded or whatever, I'm not no retard. I have a college education. I'm aware of reality. So, first of all, I am not no retard. That's ignorance. And second of all, some people call me, you know, make fun of my weight. I am very much in shape. I can walk a lot. And if I was given that chance to be on stage and sing, I probably could sell a lot of records. I just need to get out there and do it and continue to believe in myself. And people were thinking, I'm bringing that up because someone rejected me because of the way I looked. They thought I was like some homeless person, some big fat person. They was preferring, they wanted some skinny or some guy or whatever. I mean, that's not what music is all about. It's about how talented I am, because they didn't want to accept me in the music industry because of the way I look and not my talent. And that's not how music should be. So I am healthy and I am okay. Yeah, I may be a little overweight or whatever, bigger or smaller, or real big, maybe really very overweight. But I am very much in shape to be on stage and to be a creator. And then they made assessments about my health because I was making talking about in my podcast. People were I heard people were making false allegations that, oh, I got schizophrenia or whatever. They are ignorant. Maybe because my perceptions, I'm unique. Being unique doesn't mean I'm schizophrenic. Listen, whoever thinks like that need to go get an education, or they need to, themselves need to go to a shrink and understand what reality is. You can't make assessments on me just because of what I say. As I said before, I mentioned what these haters have said with allegations that have not been proven. I have mentioned about allegations about the trespass and all that voyeurism that has not been proven, but they keep coming over to my home and making this up stories, which shows they're crazy and they're sick. So if you're going to make an assessment on me based on what my podcast, then it shows how ignorant you are about reality and about life itself. And that's one of the reasons why you were unique. And unique will be on the Night Matter Part 2. It's going to be released March 3rd. You can get it on Deezer, iTunes, and all the conglomerates of online to buy it and listen to it. You can also listen to on singles on Spotify. You know, the Broken on Hollywood sign. It got, you know, I will tell you about the video. The video, I did it purposely to make the scratch, to show the instances of what it's like to be unique. It's the original video. But if you listen to there's a song where it's no scratch. I did it purposely as part of the what's showing like to be unique. You can listen to the Broken on Hollywood song. It's completely without, you know, clean, and it's about overcoming obstacles. And the song is about going from my dream to making it Hollywood. It's about going from the dream to making it Hollywood, and not to let someone take my dreams away. Because it's true, the lyrics are true. When I written. I had a hard life, a very hard life, but I overcame it. I am not destined to have my heart broken. I had a hard life, but I overcame it. I am not destined to have my heart broken. So that's what it's all about. It's about believing in dreams and never giving up on them, no matter what happens, no matter what my age, size, no matter what, you know, how old I look or young, or no matter what size. It's about belief and taking some action and doing the best I can, because that's what it's all about. And, you know, life is about just taking one step at a time, not being a fool at it, because when I write a song, I have to definitely put on my BMI account and register, and I definitely pretty much have to publish a copyright, whatever, because if I hear somebody saying these false allegations or whatever, whether it's true or not that they used it or simple, it has to be protected. I tell all creators who write music, protect your music. Publish it or copyright it or whatever. So I'm just being real. I'm just telling it like it is, because I have nothing to fear but fear itself. Just bluntly, and just that's all that matters. Because I'm aware of what other people's privacy and so on, so I'm not going to mention people's names. I'm mentioning my name. If I have to talk about something in relation to somebody, I know to keep, you know, I have respect, you know, to keep their privacy. That's why I said I co-write with, oh, whatever, because they probably want their privacy. I don't think I should be mentioning somebody else's name without their permission. And here's my songs that I love. You're going to love these songs. Christian because of this or whatever, that's taken out of context. I believe in all religions and all people, so we all have to have respect. Sometimes I say something that goes not what I intended, but that's not what I intended. So please contact me at doveneedslove22@yahoo.com about my artistry, about any questions, or at doveneedslove22 Twitter. Now, I'm in the process of trying to get a website together, so we will see about that. It's an ongoing process because I had so many websites. So we will see. So if people are wondering why I don't have a website, that is maybe a problem. So I'll let you know. So these are great songs I've done. You know, I love to write songs. And then there's songs about love that talks about breakup. But breakup could be from a friendship, it could be from a love relationship, and here it is called I'm Over You.
Yeah.
that is the song is I'm Over You. And that is on Deezer, Spotify. You can listen to all this. You can also listen to look at the videos on Dub Night Vivo. You know, so I continue to do this regardless of whether I have followers or not, because I'm a creator and I belong. I'm a professional level artist, and I'm not going to give up on my dreams. And it's a joy to make music, but it's also a joy to talk to you, because I truly respect whoever's listening to me and the audience to show that I really appreciate you listening to me as a podcaster. And that's what it all is about, is expression. And I hope that whoever listens to me to make their own decisions and their own rules about what they choose to do, because we all should be given that option to express thyself in whatever way we feel. Or whatever beliefs that we have, we should be given that chance. And I truly believe that. So I have to express how I feel. And in these podcasts, it's about the music and what the music is about. Because I have so many obstacles that I had to overcome and still overcoming. About just staying healthy and liking myself and not letting other obstacles get in my way. It's important that I continue to persevere and go for dreams no matter what happens. Believe that they can come true. Because dreams are meant to come true, not to be broken. Because I have people who constantly come up to me outside or say I can't sing or I'm never going to make it. Or they cruelly say false things at me, saying that I'm schizophrenic because they listen to my podcast or because or whatever means that have nothing to do with true reality but only have to do with their cruelty and antisocial behavior. And I have to realize to ignore that, and as well as watch myself, because since I like myself, not to let myself believe in that stuff, and to say I can do it, and believe that I can go, and to eliminate the self-doubts inside myself. Because truly, I'm a great person, because I do like myself, but I'm the only one who can make my dreams happen. So that is what it is. I hope your dreams come true, because this is what it's all about, living in L.A., particularly near Hollywood, which is the symbol of making dreams come true. But it's all about whatever dream you have, not just in music or movies, but also if you want to be an artist, a doctor, a lawyer, a therapist, an astronaut, whatever, then may all of them come true. Now, if you don't want to be any of that, then you have the right to make that decision, too, because this is a free country. And I know that that's what I want. I want to go for a dream to be in music, but also to know that I have other dreams, little dreams, to have a variety, to enthuse myself, to expand my horizons. And I should not be somebody who should be hindered or to be told that I can't do this or do that, or to say it's too late or it's too old or I'm too fat. Whether my ass stick out, showing my ass, which is unintentional, or my stomach, which is can be embarrassing, but I'm not trying to talk about it like to cause controversy, just to say that's not what it's intended for. I'm not on stage, okay? And I'm not trying to do that to frighten people. I'm just telling it like it is, to not judge me by what you see, but unless you know me personally. And I will hopefully do the same to each person. And I know that when I hear people go for dreams like me and people who are in the same industry who got so far, I wish them only the best, because they deserve to have their dream come true, not to be taken away because of some self-centered motives or some antisocial behavior. I experienced so much antisocial behavior from others, and I experienced so much targeting, and I experienced so much limitations in going for dreams as well as dreams outside of entertainment, that I have to talk about these situations because it's important for me to do so. And that's why I do these podcasts, because when I write these songs, I have a lot to say as well as the philosophy to express thyself as I go through the experiences I have, so I can be able to communicate and talk about the music that I help shape and release to the public. Because part of the artistry of making music for me is singing and songwriting, but also ability to communicate what the songs are about, as well as what's going on with me, which is part of the true value of being not only as an intellectual, but truly as an artist. So that was a joy for me to do, and I thank you for listening to my podcast. There's other songs that I've done. Here's Forever and Through Time. And do what I need to do to express, and that was Forever and Through Time. It's about love. Now, Dove Night Matter Part 2 will come out, and again, it will be out March 3rd, 2021, I hope. If it's not, and something happened with the distribution company, I'll let everybody know, and I'll do what I can to remedy the situation. But most importantly, the last thing I want to say is, may all your wishes and dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God, or whatever religion you believe in, bless you, because we're all God's children, no matter what we believe or what we look like or where we come from or what lifestyle we have, because we are truly equal on this planet. Good day. Good night. From Dove Night.